Cesar Chavez remains one of the best-known Latino figures in the U.S. more than 20 years after his death. The farm worker, advocate, and labor activist inspired the Chicano movement of the 60s and 70s. He is depicted in murals throughout the West. There are schools, streets, and libraries named after him. And now, a new film opening in theaters today. NPR's Manalit Del Barco reports.
The movie focuses on the 1960s when Cesar Chavez started the United Farm Workers Union. He gets arrested, leads marches and pilgrimages, goes on a 25-day fast, and convinces millions of Americans to boycott grapes over unfair wages and poor working conditions for farm workers.
The poorest of the poor, the marginalized, the ones who've been ignored. There would be no food on the table without these people. People have names, faces, families.
That's actor Michael Peña, who plays the title role in Cesar Chavez.
He was a very humble, quiet man, you know, strong as he was, but he wasn't like the most charismatic speaker. You know, we had to fight that instinct to make it like super Hollywood, to make sure that we told his story, you know, because if this was a Hollywood movie, it would bring in a team of writers to rewrite his speeches, you know what I mean? So, like, we focus a lot on what he gave up as well. He gave up a lot of time with his family, and he loved his kids.
Peña himself is Mexican-American, born in Chicago to farm worker parents who immigrated from Mexico. By all accounts, his character was a reluctant hero with brilliant organizing strategies.
He didn't have any money. Nonetheless, after work, he went from door to door to door to door, canvassing the workers, getting support for a union, and he did it for years.
86-year-old writer Peter Matheson met Chavez in 1968 and eventually wrote a biography about him. He says the nonviolent activist captured the attention of everyone from Senator Bobby Kennedy to Time magazine, and Chavez took on California's powerful agriculture industry.
It became finally very dangerous for him. He was shot at, you know, a couple of times. And the workers saw that. First of all, he had a lovely speaking voice and was very smart and very good looking, very handsome and humorous. You know, he loved to laugh. But he was tough and very religious.
I was very careful not to portray a saint that is unreachable.
Diego Luna directed the film. The 35-year-old is best known as an actor for roles in such films as Y Tu Mamá También and Milk. To capture the look of California fields in the 1960s, Luna shot the film in Sonora, Mexico. He says he also had to cross the border to get most of the financing from Mexican investors.
No one wanted to pay for this film here, you know? It wasn't, as they say, sexy enough, you know? I remember they asked me if Antonio Banderas could have played Cesar Chavez. And I was like, it wouldn't be right. You know, come on. We're talking about the Mexican-American experience.
With so many people still around from Chavez's time, Luna says he knew Peña's performance and the entire film would be scrutinized.
So with a character like this, I know, Michael, the pressure of playing Cesar Chavez is huge. It's huge. So I always wanted to tell him, man, if things go wrong, they're going to kill me, not you. Don't worry.
The movie is ultimately the family story. It spotlights Chavez's wife, Helen, struggling alongside him, played by actress America Ferrera. And the film spends a lot of time portraying the strained relationship Chavez had with his oldest son, Fernando. He's now a successful trial lawyer.
I think as accurate as it can be. I mean, obviously there have to be a few changes for the movie, but it was very accurate. And I think it serves to humanize him.
Chavez's youngest son, Paul, says his father probably would have been uncomfortable with all the attention the film is bringing. Paul now runs the Cesar Chavez Foundation in Keene, California, where his father lived and died. He says for years, the family was very protective of their story, even turning down movie offers from the likes of Robert Redford.
There'd been other attempts to produce movies by people that knew my dad and worked with him and loved him, but nothing ever came of it. And I think maybe because they were too close to the story. And, you know, it was a difficult project. And so when Kira came, we were interested because we felt it was time that the story be told.
Paul Chavez is talking about screenwriter Kier Pearson, who impressed the family with his treatment of the film Hotel Rwanda. But Chavez says they were a bit more skeptical at first about Diego Luna as director.
He didn't grow up knowing about this. He's Mexicano. And we were concerned about the tilt that it might have a Mexicano telling a story that was really about a Mexican-American Chicano in the United States. And I was a little bit apprehensive when we met with him. And one of the things that impressed us, or impressed me anyways, immediately was that he came in asking a lot of questions and listening.
Paul Chavez says the family had a lot of input into the screenplay. For every draft, they sent back hundreds of pages of comments.
We won the strike! We won! We won! Cesar Fuele!
Cesar Chavez co-founded the United Farm Workers Union with Dolores Huerta, a young Chicana lawyer and single mother of eight at the time. At 83, Huerta is still very active with her own grassroots organization. She says the movie conflates a few events and plays down her role in the movement.
Some of it is a little wrong. I did the negotiations in the union, and then the film, they have the attorney doing the negotiations, you know, the guy's story. I'm the one that came up with Si Se Puede, and of course in the movie they have Caesar saying Si Se Puede. But it's all good. It's all good because it's an important story and the people will be inspired. And we know we have so much work to do.
At the Hollywood premiere, Huerta was greeted with wild applause when she stood on stage with the filmmakers. She urged the audience to organize around watching the film and to live up to Cesar Chavez's legacy of activism.
It's not just about remembering him. It's about doing what he wanted us to do. Si se puede. ¿Se puede?
Si se puede. It's a phrase even Barack Obama used in his first presidential campaign. It means, yes, we can.
¡Viva Chavez!
¡Viva!
All right.
Mandalita del Barco, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Morning Edition's theme music was composed by B.J. Lederman, and it was arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.